candidate as the Member of Parliament for Rome, Mississauga in 2021. She is also the Minister of Sports and Minister responsible for the Economic Development Agency of Canada for the regions of Quebec. A year into her mandate, CIDI sits down with Pascal to speak to her about her experience as our political representative and what she's doing in the riding. Good day, all. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning into our daily news show, Townships Daily News Bits. Thank you so much, Pascal, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it. We just wanted to check in with what is going on in the territory. I know that this is your first run as a politician, so I just wanted to know how this experience has been for you so far.
I can't believe that it's been a year. It went by so fast. I'm meeting so many great people in the riding, whether it's business owners, workers. Also, there's so many good community organizations that are so precious and so involved in helping so many people that need it. It's important for me to be there for them and to try to help them as much as I can in finding my office is working very hard to, you know, find all the programs that can help our local organizations do the very important services that they do, and also everything related to environment. We've had a very good meeting with my riding neighbor, Marie-Claude Bibeau. We met with lakes associations because we know that with climate change, there is more invasive species in our lakes, and we need to do more prevention and also, you know, work on the science so we can fight those phenomenons and protect our great lakes in our region. So there's a lot of work to do, but there's so much positive things happening in the riding at the same time. It amazes me how much people are actually involved in their own communities and how much they care. And I want to be part of that.
Yeah. Are there any projects or initiatives that, you know, that you have been a part of that have stuck with you that made a big difference here in your riding?
Yeah, I try every time I come in the riding because, as you know, I'm often in Ottawa to do my work as an MP and as a minister. But every time I come in the riding, I try to do a little bit of volunteer work. For example, it was in Farnham. People are doing the food drive so we can get ready for Christmas and you know, bring food on the table for so many families that are facing difficulties right now. So this is something that I love to do. We've also invested more than $24 million since I was elected in Rome, Mississauga. I was talking about the $18 million for the Magog Arena, but also we're investing in environment and helping organizations that want to protect our forests and our territory and our lakes. We've invested more than $2 million for that. And also something that was really important for our government, it was one of all dealing, first and foremost, dealing with the pandemic, but then helping communities get out of it. That's why we had created the Canada Community Revitalization Fund and also Tourism Relief Fund, and it brought more than $1.5 million in the riding. So I'm pretty happy about that because this is concrete action that is, you know, truly helping our riding, our wonderful Mississauga. So I'm pretty happy about that. And I hope to do more in the next 3 years.
Yeah, well, that's why I was about to ask you is, do you have any important projects or specific projects, I should say, right now that you're getting off the ground here that you would like to highlight, like more recent initiatives?
There's a lot of things happening right now, and I know that a lot of people are working on different projects. I don't have scoop to give you today, but I can tell you that there's a lot going on in the riding, and that we're working with everyone to help them realize their projects.
Are there any challenges in Rome, Mississauga that you plan on working to address here? Like you said, communities have been facing a lot over the last couple of years. Are there any specific challenges that you have recognized that you want to work on?
Oh yeah, for sure. There's a lot of small and medium-sized businesses in the riding, and I'm meeting with a lot of business owners, but also workers. And one thing that is always talked about in all the meetings that I have is the shortage of workers. It's really hard on the current workers that have, you know, more work on their plate, and also for the business owners to envision the future and make sure that they can, you know, be productive and answer all the contracts that they have. So this is something that I'm working really hard on, whether it's as an MP or as Minister for Economic Development for the regions of Quebec. And this is something that I want to help the community with. And at the same time, address some of the risks that we know that exist. For example, right now, there's a lot of inflation. So we want to help the citizens, but also the businesses, you know, deal with this inflation and give as much support as we can. And at the same time, we know, you know, I was talking about the environment a little bit earlier. We know that we need to do more to fight climate change, and small and medium-sized businesses are certainly part of the solution. So with the agency, we want to create new programs to help small and medium-sized businesses that want to transition to greener models or and to be more competitive and increase their productivity and face the shortage of workers. So, and I know that a lot of the businesses are concerned with those issues, so I know that it's going to help a lot of them.
Awesome. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention, Pascal, about what's going on here in Bromissisqua or upcoming things that you wanted to highlight.
Well, we know that the Christmas season, the holiday season, brings a lot of public Christmas markets. So I encourage everyone to shop local and encourage our business owners and the people that work so hard in Bromissisqua. They deserve our support, and they have so many good products. I'm certainly going to go around and shop for all my guests in the riding.
Well, thank you so much, Pascal. I really appreciate you taking this time to speak to me. I know that you're busy. I really, really appreciate it.
I'll always have time for you.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.